Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 142. Is caffeine safe for the heart? New research reports that caffeine does not cause an irregular heartbeat, does not cause palpitations, does not cause heart arrhythmias. So my question is, can we really believe the results of this new study? Listen on to hear my answer to this question. Is caffeine safe for the heart? Mark's experience. Mark was a 46-year-old man who came to see me for palpitations and a rapid heartbeat. Mark was tired all of the time. The only thing that could get him through the long workday was Red Bull and Monster energy drinks. He typically started off the day with a Red Bull. And then in the afternoon, when energy levels were at the lowest, he would switch to Monster. Sometimes, if he was really tired, he might add in a third energy drink or even a cup of coffee. To identify the cause of his palpitations and rapid heartbeat, I had him wear a heart monitor. After just a few days, it was pretty obvious what was going on. His palpitations clearly correlated with premature heartbeats arising from his ventricles, or what we often call as PVCs, premature ventricular contractions. The rapid heartbeat coincided to short episodes of a heart arrhythmia called atrial fibrillation. Fortunately, Mark's stress echocardiogram, so his stress test echo, and as well as the other tests that we had ordered, were completely normal. Knowing about the reported possible heart dangers of energy drinks, I asked him to stop these energy drinks. I also encouraged him to eat healthier, exercise every day, and make sleep a priority. When he came back to see me a month later, he reported that his energy levels were much better. His symptoms were also completely gone. Initially, I suspected it was the eliminating of the caffeine from the energy drinks that did the trick. I was surprised to find out that while he no longer drank energy drinks, he was now eating dark chocolate on most days. With this new information, it became clear to me that perhaps caffeine was not the cause of his heart trouble, since dark chocolate also has a lot of caffeine in it. So let's look at it. What is the latest study on caffeine and abnormal heart rhythms? Recently, a new study was published by my colleagues at the University of California, San Francisco, UCSF, on the effects of caffeine to the heart's rhythm. As might be expected, as soon as the study was published, headlines around the world reported caffeine may not cause palpitations. In this study, UCSF cardiologists recruited 1,388 participants in the study. As part of the study, participants reported their coffee, tea, and chocolate intake. To better measure the effect of coffee, tea, and chocolate on the heart, participants also wore heart monitors to record every heartbeat. When UCSF cardiologists reviewed their heart monitors, they found no correlation between the number of irregular heartbeats and their caffeine intake. In other words, regardless of their caffeine intake, it did not seem to affect how many premature atrial contractions, those are PACs, or premature ventricular contractions, PVCs, study participants had. Limitations of this caffeine arrhythmia study. Does this study from UCSF mean that people who suffer from heart arrhythmias now can have all the caffeine in the world they want? Not so fast. This study leaves many unanswered questions. In my opinion, there are three big limitations of this caffeine and the heart UCSF study. So here are what I see as the three big limitations of this new study. Number one, this was an observational study. As an observational study, we cannot conclusively say that caffeine from coffee, tea, or chocolate doesn't cause heart arrhythmias. All we can say is that, for whatever reason, the amount of caffeine consumed from coffee, tea, and chocolate in this study did not seem to affect the number of irregular heartbeats that the study participants had. So that was limitation number one. There could be so many reasons why the study participants were not affected by caffeine. Perhaps these people practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or yoga to control stress and keep irregular heartbeats at bay with increasing doses of caffeine. Who knows? There are so many factors that can play into these observational studies. Limitation number two, they did not include caffeine from other sources. Study participants were only asked about coffee, tea, and chocolate consumption. They were not asked about caffeine from other sources. For example, researchers had no idea if study participants were also drinking Diet Coke or Red Bull. Number three, this study did not compare fast versus slow caffeine metabolizers. It is possible that most of the study participants that they happened to recruit were fast caffeine metabolizers. For fast caffeine metabolizers, caffeine consumption has little effect on the heart. So let's dive into this a little bit deeper. Fast versus slow caffeine metabolizers. Does caffeine make it hard for you to sleep at night? If so, then chances are that you're part of the 50% of people who have a genetic variant to your CYP1A2 gene. Variations in the CYP1A2 gene can cause you to metabolize caffeine more slowly. Indeed, based on your genetics, there can be up to a 40-fold difference in how fast caffeine is metabolized in your body. These genetic differences may explain why some studies report that caffeine may be dangerous to your heart, and other studies, like the one we're talking about here today on this podcast, report that caffeine is safe. Indeed, other studies report that caffeine slow metabolizers can have up to a 64% increased risk of a heart attack, depending on their caffeine dose. So if you didn't catch that, caffeine fast metabolizers, there doesn't really seem to be a risk. They can drink all the caffeine in the world they want, no effect to the heart, at least based on some of these early studies. However, for the slow metabolizers, for the highest caffeine consumers, they can increase their heart attack risk by up to 64%. Fortunately, less than 100 milligrams a day of caffeine appears to be safe, even for slow caffeine metabolizers. You may be saying, well, how much is 100 milligrams of caffeine? Glad you asked. 100 milligram dose of caffeine is approximately the equivalent of one cup of coffee. There's about 100 milligrams of caffeine in two cups of tea. There's about 100 milligrams of caffeine if you have three 12-ounce cans of soda pop. And there's about 100 milligrams of caffeine and 4 ounces of dark chocolate. So why does it sound like medical science seems to be flip-flopping on issues like coffee and caffeine? Well, this is likely because we have not taken into account genetic differences. Just as everyone responds differently to medications, everyone responds differently to caffeine. When it comes to caffeine metabolism, I personally am a slow metabolizer. Fortunately, dark chocolate does not cause palpitations or any arrhythmias for me. So while I love my dark chocolate as a slow caffeine metabolizer, I've got to eat dark chocolate first thing in the morning or I'm not going to be able to sleep very well at night. So what is the big picture? Caffeine in the heart. What's the take-home message? Well, in the big picture of things, if you suffer from palpitations, if you're dealing with arrhythmias, or if you're struggling with heart problems, should you or shouldn't you consume caffeine? Fortunately, this study suggests that if your caffeine source is coffee, tea, or chocolate, you may be just fine. One important thing to remember is that this study was just an average of 1,388 people. I'm sure that of these 1,388 people, there were some of these people whose hearts were very sensitive to caffeine. Perhaps these were the caffeine slow metabolizers. While you could certainly have your genes tested to find out, and I talked about this in a previous podcast on how to analyze your genes, Perhaps an easier solution would just be to monitor how caffeine affects your body. If caffeine causes palpitations or heart arrhythmias, then it would probably be best to avoid caffeine. In contrast, if caffeine doesn't seem to bother you, then it's probably okay unless your doctor tells you otherwise. If you have heart problems or if you have insomnia, try cutting out caffeine or even setting a caffeine curfew of, say, noon or 12 p.m. in the afternoon to see if it makes a difference. Perhaps you are like me in that caffeine is fine first thing in the morning, but caffeine later in the day causes problems. So how does caffeine affect you? I would love to hear your comments. Please go on to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 142. Scroll down to the bottom. Leave your comments. Add to what we already have there. Add to the discussion. And if you have any questions about what you've heard, leave your questions there, and I try my best to answer every question. So that is the podcast, Is Caffeine Safe for the Heart? Thank you so much for listening. If you have not yet subscribed to my newsletter, please do so. There's so much information there. You won't find them in these podcasts. You won't find them on my website. You won't find anywhere else. So please subscribe. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.